Afloat with Henry Morgan. Dolores goes to the Flying Gull to search for the Aztec necklet, believing that Henry Morgan has accompanied Sir Thomas and Geoffrey Hunter into the country. But he didn't go, and he finds Dolores. Thinking quickly, she puts the blame on Sir Thomas, saying he forced her to do it. Because Morgan does not trust Sir Thomas, he believes her, and allows himself to be persuaded not to mention the incident to him. Dietz tells Dolores that he wishes to return to Cuba with her, taking with him Kitty. Before returning to the ship, Geoffrey goes to Government House, where Dolores tells him the story she told Morgan, pretending great distress and unhappiness. Upset by what he hears, Geoffrey confesses his love for her, and immediately repents it, telling Dolores it is as well he is leaving soon. Instantly, Dolores' attention is taken by what he says, and she asks to know what his plans are.
What those plans are, Antoinette, cannot concern you. It is man's work.
Oh, but they do concern me, Geoffrey. I am in love with you. I must know what you are doing and how much you will endanger your own life.
Should a stray bullet or a quick dagger thrust find its mark, mayhap it would be for the best. It would be the end of a life which is useless.
No, no, you mustn't say things like that. Having just found our love, you cannot think of going into a fight with the thought of finding death.
Antoinette, you must listen to me. Your distress tricked me into showing my feelings for you. It's also wrong.
Oh, just give me the comfort of letting me know the danger into which you are going. How soon will you be leaving?
I don't know. I understand Captain Morgan's awaiting news as to when he will sail.
But it will be soon. How soon?
There is no saying.
Oh, every moment you are away, my heart will be worrying about you. Such danger you will be in. And just the members of one small ship fighting against all the might of Spain.
Captain Morgan won't take just one small ship. I believe he will have with him quite a fleet.
Oh, you must forgive me for asking all these questions. It isn't because I am curious. It is just for your sake I want to know. And I wish to learn just how short the time will be that we will have together.
There's no saying how long it will be.
Then I must see you time and time again until you sail. You will give me just that?
Oh, Antoinette, you make it so hard for me. I have admitted I'm in love with you. But I should never see you again. I must never come back to Government House. I will sail away on Morgan's expedition, and that will be the end of everything between us. I am resolved upon that.
If you are resolved upon that, and nothing will change your mind, just do one little thing.
What is that?
Just see me until you sail, as often as you can. Just so after you have gone away, I will have something to remember for always. I look up into your face, and with my eyes I beseech you to grant me that.
You'll make it nigh impossible for me to refuse.
Oh, remember how unhappy I am. Remember my life with Sir Thomas is not easy. Give me that time with you, please, Geoffrey, please. Oh, don't fail me. Come to me as often as you can. And promise me, Geoffrey, promise me that you will let me know how short a time we will be having together.
And hearken to me, you lazy scum. You've all had complete freedom since we came back to Port Royal to spend all your time in the Dolphin Tavern. Now it's time to get the Flying Gull into shipshape order. And you'll do it, else I'll have you flogged at the mainmast. You've had your play. Now you swines get back to work. And I expect a full muster of you on deck in the morning, scrubbing the scour. That is all.
You've been looking for me, Captain Morgan.
I see you're back. No, I've not been looking for you. I've been telling this lazy crew that the ship must be cleaned up. It's in a filthy state. I want to talk to you. Come into my cabin.
Yes, sir.
What delayed you? I expected you back on board some time ago.
I returned to Sir Thomas and had dinner with him at Government House.
Come in. Close the door behind you. Sit down. Help yourself to a drink.
Thank you.
Well, how did your trip go? Did Sir Thomas show concern when I didn't go along with you?
No, except to say he was disappointed.
I bet he was. The scoundrel, the rogue, the thieving, treacherous swine. Know you that little trip to the plantation was just a plot on Sir Thomas's part to get me away from the Flying Gull for the night?
I do now, yes.
So you've seen the wench, Antoinette de Lacy. She confided in you, eh?
She told me what Sir Thomas had been doing and how he forced her to get for him the Aztec necklace.
The girl herself is a mystery to me. She's just arrived out from England, yet she's so familiar with our colonial ways.
Maybe she's observant.
Maybe. It had struck me at dinner the other night that it was strange that she should make a mistake about those peach trees. Confuse them with apricot trees, of which Sir Thomas knew nothing.
But, Captain, that is easily explained. Mademoiselle de Lacy is really French. Perhaps everybody speaking to her in English and firing questions at her is apt to confuse her.
Maybe.
Captain Morgan, are you a woman hater?
No. Why?
Your attitude seems to make me think you are. First of all, you warned me about Kitty. Now you hold suspicions against Antoinette de Lacy.
Forget the wenches. We have more important work to do. You heard me tonight rousing on the crew to get the ship in sailing order.
Does that mean you've received word from the mainland regarding the mule train, the treasure?
Not yet. But it will be at any day now, and I'm getting ready to act as soon as I receive the information. You'll be kept busy now, Hunter, from now until we sail.
I'll be pleased at the occupation, sir.
First of all, we have to think of provisions. Tomorrow morning, I'll give you an order to take to Sir Thomas for his signature. With that order, we will get supplies and provisions for the ships.
Yes, sir.
Also, you'd better get a requisition order signed for ammunition.
From Sir Thomas?
Yes, I want it done first thing in the morning. Hunter, what do you intend to do for the rest of the evening?
I'm going to my quarters to bed. Why do you ask?
I overheard some of the men talking when they returned from the Dolphin Tavern tonight.
Well?
You followed my advice and kept away from the wench Kitty?
I had no choice. I've been out of Port Royal for 2 nights.
I can only guess how far things went between you two. But Kitty can have an ugly temper. You'd best not go near that place before we sail, Hunter. That is an order.
Sir Thomas is busy at the moment, Mr. Hunter.
Then I'll wait. Will you take these orders into him to sign at his leisure?
Yes, Mr. Hunter. Will you wait in here, Mr. Hunter?
Oh, Peter, I've been looking for you. Will you tell Sir Thomas I'll be in the garden if he's wanting me? Why, Geoffrey, how nice to see you. I didn't expect to find you here this morning.
I have come on business, Antoinette.
It is all right, Peter. You may go.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take these papers in for Sir Thomas to sign at once, ma'am.
Well, Geoffrey, aren't you going to kiss me?
I'm here on official business, Antoinette.
Then your business has to wait. Oh, you promised me we would be together at every possible moment. Isn't this one of the moments?
Oh, I feel so badly about this.
Oh, don't. Don't, please don't. It is making me so very happy. Kiss me quickly, Geoffrey. Have you thought about me since last night?
I've thought too much.
And I've thought about you every moment. Something here right in my heart tells me that your official visit here means you have news.
Not definite news.
But the day of your departure, she draws close.
So it seems. The papers I brought here are for Sir Thomas to sign, so that we can get provisions and ammunition.
Provisions? Oh, you will be away for a long while.
Does it matter? We both agreed that this must end when I sail.
And ammunition. It must be a very big undertaking you are going on.
It won't be easy to take from under the Spaniard's nose a mule train of treasure.
A whole mule train of treasure? Oh, but Geoffrey, where would you find that?
Oh, somewhere on the coast of Nicaragua.
I have seen the map. Nicaragua is quite a big place. Are you going to sail up and down the coast looking for this mule train?
Oh, no. Captain Morgan has spies in the country who will send him word as to these exiles.
And he will go and hack a fortified town to get...
He has done it in the past. I have no doubt he can do it again.
Oh, he must have the heart of a lion. Oh, and he is taking you, my Geoffrey, into all that danger.
I will, miss.
So you will not be sailing until you know the exact town to which the treasure is going?
No.
Is it not strange that Captain Morgan should all the time going to seek treasure? He must have as much as any man could want.
I think it's the life he likes more than the gains.
No, he is interested in the treasure, that I am sure. You would think having in his possession such a famous necklet as the Aztec necklet, he would be satisfied. I think he is so foolish to keep it so near him all the time. Does he not put it in some safe place?
Oh, it's safe and where it's hidden. No one could find it.
You have seen the hiding place?
I learned of it by mistake. Captain Morgan told me I'm the only one who knows.
Oh, then you must be very careful, my sweet, not to betray its hiding place to anyone.
I won't. Not even to you.
I got your message, Dolores. You want to see me?
Know you that Morgan is setting sail very soon?
I gathered that the activity that is going on aboard ship.
There's not much time. You must take risks if necessary to find out the secret hiding place of the Necklet. I know it is secret because Jeffrey Hunter told me of it.
Hunter? He knows where it is hidden?
He tells me he is the only one who knows besides Captain Morgan.
Is that so? Then I will find it. And when it is on Captain Morgan that Hunter has taken it, because he is on the other man's hiding place. Yeah. Then how much will they think of the trust he put in this tale?
So the plot thickens against Jeffrey, who in all innocence is giving to Dolores the information she so urgently wants. Listen to the next episode of Afloat with Henry Morgan.